You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
We welcome you to the program here on a Thursday. Tomorrow this time we'll be in Atlanta, where a lot of folks have already landed, getting ready for the big weekend SEC championship game. We'll talk about all of that and the CFP as we begin the program today. Will transformed Alabama challenge Georgia's quest for a three-peat? That is the question. By now, you should know these numbers by heart. Pretty comparable teams. One game separating the two divisional leaders, the PPG about the same, giving up about the same, turnover differential. There is an advantage there. It's going to be strange in other places, not in Atlanta, where both coaches have warm relationships with the commissioner, but in the Big Ten championship, Tony Petitti could be handing it to the man he suspended 2 weeks ago. Friday night, Bo Nix starting for Oregon against Washington. Not only could a berth in the CFP be on the line, but Bo Nix and Michael Penix both trying to catch Jaden Daniels for the Heisman race as well, which ends this weekend. Matt Rhule, who walked away from the Carolina Panthers with what, about $40 million for being the worst coach in the NFL last year, says a good quarterback in the portal costs $1 million. Well, hey, Matt, dig deep in your piggy bank and go buy you a few. Maybe you won't have a losing record again. So trying to figure it all out. 16 ways to Sunday, 6 degrees of separation. This is Stuart Mandel. If Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Texas win, Bama's number two seed. They would play Oregon. How about that matchup? Georgia stays home. Stuart Mandel joining us. Stuart, glad you did it, because I've talked to so many experts who seem to know what's going on. Good afternoon. First of all, just describe where we are on this Thursday before the weekend begins in terms of the history of the CFP.
Well, Paul, it's unprecedented to have four Power Five undefeated teams going into the last weekend. So on the one hand, that could make the committee's job very simple if they all win. But obviously in the Pac-12, for one, the one-loss team, Oregon, is a heavy favorite. You're never going to rule out, obviously, the possibility of Alabama beating Georgia. So the more these things happen, the more, like, different permutations there are. We're all trying to guess, well, how would the committee handle it if this team won and this team lost? And then just throwing a little bit of a wrinkle into it as well, the Jordan Travis injury with Florida State. I'm of the opinion that 13-0 is 13-0, and they're not going to leave out a 13-0 team, a Power 5 champion. But some people think if it is, like, 9-6, and it's clear, like, Florida State's offense stinks now, that they would say, well, this is not one of the four best teams, and we're leaving them out.
Not trying to add more drama to that game, but I literally just saw the forecast for Saturday night at Bank of America Stadium. It looks like a pretty steady rain. Everyone always knows what the rain does, but it certainly could keep that score down, as you just said.
Yeah, but I don't think – this is meant to be a beauty contest. I mean, I thought a pretty telling thing was, and Boo Corrigan, who really barely says anything on those ESPN interviews and on the teleconferences, anything specific at all, did say a couple times, well, Florida State's, you know, a different team without Jordan Travis. So that makes you think, huh, that's at least on their mind. But he said that, and at the same time, they moved Florida State up the spot last week. If they had that much concern about it, They could have kept them where they were. They could have dropped them. They moved up from 5-4 last week. I don't think they would be comfortable. No Power 5 undefeated team has been left out to this point. I don't think they would be comfortable doing it. I really don't. I mean, they say it's the best four teams and not the most deserving. That's what Bill Hancock reminded us all this week. But in 9 years of watching this, it's always the most deserving. They've yet to take a one-loss team over a zero-loss team.
Well, I mean, Bill Hancock said it. You have to believe it, Stuart.
Bill's retiring, so, you know, he can say whatever he wants right now. But, yeah, I think the two became intertwined pretty early on in the CFP era. In fact, the first season ended up being a little bit deceiving. Not to go on a tangent here, Paul, but you remember that year Florida State was the defending champ, 12-0, 13-0, and behind one-loss teams. And everybody was like, oh, I guess this is different than the polls, right, which always rewarded you for how few games you lost. Nothing like that has happened since. It's really been pretty straightforward. It's always an order of losses.
Talking to Stuart Mandel. Stuart, let's go through a couple of these different, as you said, permutations. That's a big word for me. But I'm curious about Alabama-Texas. And, you know, there are a number of scenarios where it could come down to those two. How do you think that gets figured out? And we're all assuming both win here for this conversation.
Right. Well, what I think would happen, I know everybody's focused on if it was a choice between those two teams for the fourth spot, would the tiebreaker, the head-to-head tiebreaker, you know, kind of trump all? And I just don't think it's going to come down to that, because if Alabama beats the two-time defending champs and ends their 29-game winning streak and has four top 25 wins, they're going to jump up to at least three, possibly two if Washington loses. And then they'll be able to say, well, they weren't close, right? Alabama and Texas weren't that close in the end, so we didn't have to invoke that tiebreaker. I just think there's no way Alabama's being left out as a 12-1 SEC champ with that win. And to this point, you know, they have just not, the committee has not shown much that they're that impressed with Texas. And Texas, unfortunately, and it's not their control, but they don't get a chance to have a big closing statement win like Alabama does, like Oregon does. They're going to play an Oklahoma State team that's 9-3. So I think Texas's best path, frankly, is just they need Florida State to lose. Pretty simply, they need Florida State to clear that spot out. So they're not in a contest with the other one-loss teams.
It was a big topic in the offseason and certainly early on. It's been forgotten about, but it may or may not, depending on what you say, come back. And that's the Georgia loss of Oklahoma on the schedule. Could that be a factor come Sunday if Alabama beats Georgia in a narrow game?
Perhaps, though the committee has not, for instance, Michigan hasn't played anybody out of conference the last 2 years, and it hasn't affected them. Granted, they've gone undefeated. Yeah. I mean, Georgia would still have a decent resume. They have three top 25 wins right now. And these guys and girls are human, and they know that Georgia's the two-time defending champ. So, no, I don't think that they would hold that necessarily against them. I think any other year, you would say if Georgia loses, they're only going to drop one spot or two spots, kind of like when Alabama upset them 2 years ago. But it's such a crowded field where you could have four undefeated Power 5 champs that possibility is there, that they get left out simply for having lost that one game.
Stuart, I was talking to some friends in Columbus today, and they were begging me to find a scenario for Ohio State, and I couldn't find one. But what if the absolute unthinkable happens and Michigan loses in the Big Ten championship game? What happens to Michigan? Does it help Ohio State? Does it impact anything? What do you think?
I have not for one second entertained the possibility of Michigan losing, Paul. I just think it's the name your score in that game for Michigan. But there is one scenario where I think Ohio State is the one out of the 16 permutations that I did where they could get in, and that's where the teams right above and right behind them clear out. So Oregon loses, Florida State loses, Texas loses, and now, you know, you're talking about the only one-loss teams remaining being Ohio State and Florida State. And in that case, would they say, yeah, even though Florida State played an extra game, they don't have their quarterback now, we're dropping them behind Ohio State, even though Ohio State didn't make its championship game? I think they would. I think that's where Ohio State would go in. I was a little surprised, frankly, if they dropped all the way to 6, because it's going to look really weird if they sit on their couch and move back up two spots. But you know, if all the stars align and all those teams right in front and right behind them lose, then I think they could get in.
Stuart, this being the last year when really there will be consequential decisions made, do you think that frees this committee from its usual groupthink, the institutionalism of what we often see, or is it just a new year next year when we're arguing over the 65th team in the NCAA, or in this case, the 13th in the CFP?
I think you have a great example of it right now, Paul, that nobody's talking about because it doesn't matter. But look at the order of Penn State, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma, who are all 10-2. And I'm personally not sure why Penn State's the highest of them. They have no meaningful wins of any kind, but they are. And the only thing that really affects is Penn State might get into the Peach Bowl over Ole Miss. But if this were next year, that is the last playoff spot that's up for debate there. And I have no, this conversation we're having about Ohio State versus Texas, that same exact conversation will be taking place this time next year about the teams that are trying to fight for the number 10 or number 11 ranking, you know, ahead of only the group of five team.
Incredible stuff. Stuart Mandel, thank you very, very much, Stuart. Enjoy it. We'll be checking in next week to see how it turns out. We'll also be getting to your phone calls here in just a moment.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We have a lot to do today, and we'll try to squeeze it all in just the limited amount of time that we have. Brantley is in Tennessee. Hello, Brantley.
Roll Tide, Paul! Hey, first-time caller. I've got a comment, but then I have a question for you. Looking at the most appearances, most wins, most championships in any of this playoff, Bama. When you look at the conferences for the most wins, appearances, and championships, it's the SEC. The commissioner nailed it when he said, we are the envy of the college football and the playoff system, period. Now, with that being said, my hang-up is with the committee that's doing this ranking. I've just got a big hang-up with Florida State and Oregon. And I know that they went out, and we got to play these games this weekend, but there is no way that the SEC is left out, period. And my question
well, Brantley,
is,
hold on a second. I mean, I think you're right, but, you know, we look at things differently down here, and Greg Sankey is correct. But, you know, we view ourselves, because we know how difficult this journey is, I don't think we get the enough respect elsewhere. I don't know what else we have to do, but I will be dumbfounded if the SEC does not get in the CFP.
Well, here's my point on that. You've got Oregon with really one ranked win or decent win, okay, and they're a one loss team. You've got Florida State sitting there, and again, it's a great story, But again, when you look at the SEC and then you look at Michigan, you look
Hey, Brantley, we agree with you on that. I don't mean to belabor the point.
So my question is on this, Paul. Next year, we're about to have the mega conferences. Again, the Big Ten, the SEC, out of 12 teams, what are we looking at, Paul? At
well, you remember, we no longer have a group of five. Next year, we have a group of four because the really a group of three and a half because the
that's right.
You lose the Pac-12, and it feels to me like the ACC went backwards by adding the three schools they added.
And the Big 12, you're looking at what? Oklahoma State being the top dog now?
Yeah, I mean, well, you got Arizona State, Colorado. By the way, remember when we were excited that Colorado is joining the Pac-12 from the Pac-12 to the Big 12? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Bubba is in North Carolina.
What's shaking, Paul?
Bubba.
Hey, why don't we just go back to feeding this crap in the computer and do away with this committee if they want to go on all these freaking analytics, man?
Well, I am willing to wait until what they do because they're not they really don't care. They're not listening to me. They're not listening to anyone. I have people send me information all the time. The committee has more information than anyone. They know exactly what the analytics are. Now, it's up to them to make an honest opinion, not a predictable opinion.
Absolutely, Paul. You can't tell me there ought to be two Pac-12 teams in the top five at the end of the
season.
There,
but Bubba, this is where it gets convoluted. I urge people when they're trying to figure this thing out, don't look at it today. Project to Sunday afternoon. And there won't be two Pac-12 teams in the top five anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've also got a problem with the morality police. Everybody wants to run around here and throw shade at Arkansas about bringing Bobby Petrino back. Let me tell you something. The SEC's better with him coaching in it. Just like I said 2 years ago that Hugh Freeze would be at Auburn eventually, and he is. And the SEC is a stronger conference with him coaching in it. And everybody's human. Everybody's made mistakes throughout life. But everybody wants to throw shade.
I totally agree with you, Bubba. And, it doesn't matter how many times Bob Petrino lied to his bosses in 2012. And the count's probably close to 100. None of that matters. This is a new day. We're a forgiving nation. And let's quit trying to.
He's still a hell of a football coach.
That's their decision. By the way, that's their. It's like, how many times have you heard. You hear about a friend down the street who may be doing something, and then somebody rationally says, you know what, that's their problem. That is Arkansas's decision to make, not my problem.
Let me ask you another question, Paul.
Yes.
You can answer this question probably better than a lot of people can't answer it because they're not old enough. Was Paul Bear Bryant a saint?
I thought he was.
I'm not saying did he get caught at anything, but, hey, I'm not saying did he get caught at anything.
I'll tell you a little anecdote.
You know what I'm saying, Paul.
No, Bubba, I'll tell you the quick story here. In the early 80s, a guy called me. He was a big-time agent, and I'd met him covering something that Bo Jackson did. And he said, hey, you know what I would like? Have you ever thought about a book on Coach Bryant? I said, what do you mean? He said, I think I could make you a lot of money. And back then, I could barely pay my electric bill. So I went to a friend of mine.
Paul, they would have put a hit out on you. Yeah,
well, that's exactly what. Well, hey, Bubba, you read my mind. I went to this friend of mine, an older guy, and I said, what do you think? He said, do you want to end up dead? I said, no. He said, don't do it. You're right. You're 100% right. Because I'm not making excuses for the time, but it was just everybody was either involved in things or looking the other way. Nobody cared about anybody else back then. Do we want to relitigate John Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe? I mean, I don't know. I've read enough books about it, haven't you? I don't really care what Paul Bryant was doing, and I don't think anyone would have cared what Bob Petrino was doing if he wasn't breaking the state law. He was breaking a law by having a relationship with a subordinate, and that's why he was fired. He was. There are plenty of. Listen, I know it. I've delved into these things before. The only time I was ever interested in stories like that as a investigative reporter is when they crossed a line with a subordinate. I would have never had time to cover games if I looked into every coach I covered who was having extramarital affairs. I mean, you could walk up and down the athletic department and you'd be lucky if you found someone who wasn't back in the day. What are you saying? I mean, is that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't know any better though, so I just minded my P's and Q's and look what I became. Harry is in New Orleans. Harry knows what I'm talking about.
That was great, Paul. Paul, thanks for taking my call and off the beaten path here, but something that came up yesterday when you were interviewing the gentleman who covers Texas, and he mentioned that the quarterback, the starter, may not leave Texas next year, may hang around for another year. And given that the Mannings aren't known for letting grass grow under their feet, do you think, and I don't know anything about what constitutes being able to hop in and hop out of, you know, school once you're signed, but would you be shocked if that young man stayed around next year, the starter, and Arch knew he wasn't going to get a shot to start? Would you be shocked if he left Texas?
I don't know the circumstances. I think he would be in a quandary, much like, remember, Quinn Ewers got out of there quickly, went to Ohio State, came back. I think nowadays he would lean on his father and grandfather for advice, and knowing the Manning family, I don't think they would urge him to leave quickly. So I think it would be a much tougher decision than for the average QB. We'll take a break. Thanks for the call. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Mark is up next in Kentucky. Good afternoon.
Hey there. How are you, Mr. Feinbaum? This is quite an honor for me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you. Two things. One, I want to tell you a little story, see what you remember about it. And two, then I have a comment. First time I ever heard you, I was working for a small college in Kentucky doing fundraising, traveling in Alabama. It was in the afternoon, and I heard you on the radio. That was the day, first day I ever heard you was the day that some Auburn fan called in, or an Alabama fan, I can't remember, and talked about poisoning the tree at Toomer's Corner. I had no idea how much Alabama and Auburn fans hated each other.
Yeah, that was January 27th, 2011. I somehow remember that pretty well.
Yeah, I should remember it, because that was my introduction to how much Auburn and Alabama really don't like each other. Then the other thing, I think it's been – I'm a Kentucky fan, mind you. Now, I think it's being discounted – I don't think Florida State's going to win. I think Louisville's going to knock them off. Louisville's wanting to get back on track, and I think that's the prediction that I would make. Florida State loses, and then I don't know what that'll do to the apple cart. What do you think?
Well, if Louisville wins, it's Texas and Alabama fight to see another day for the most part. So that's a big deal. And I know if you're an SEC fan, you are a Louisville fan on Saturday night. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Tommy is in Mississippi. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call. I had just a few questions. Number one, do you think Jeff Levy, the new head football coach at Mississippi State, how would you rate him as a hire? Is he elite, or how would you rate him?
I think he could be. We don't know enough about him yet. I mean, I think the first thing you always have to do when you make a coaching change, have you improved your situation? And the answer is yes. Zach Arnett was simply not ready for that position. And I think Jeff Levy has good credentials. He's been in some really unique places. He's part of a through marriage. He's part of a very well-known coaching family, and I think his experience will lead to success.
Do you think Mississippi State will win seven games next year?
I would need to look at their schedule, but I think seven is doable. I'm not sure I could go much higher than that. Mississippi State is in a very challenging position, as others are. And if you're Mississippi State or Kentucky or some of the schools on that fringe, the addition of Oklahoma and Texas make it more difficult because you're going to play one of the two, and they're both better than you right now. Thanks for the call. Rudy is in Georgia. You're on the air. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking the call. First time here.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up that Bo Nix is 0-4 against Georgia in his career, 3 at Auburn and with Oregon last year. That was a 49-3 thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know most people are picking Oregon to make the playoffs, beat Washington, but that would be like TCU all over again. And then if Bo Nix were to win the Heisman, what a joke. That's all I had, Paul. Thanks for taking it.
I'm really not sure how his record against Georgia really factors into what we're talking about here, but you're clearly not a Bo Nix fan, I took it. Bill is in Georgia. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Met you at the Georgia-Florida game this year.
Oh, great.
Quick question. What is your real honest opinion on if Georgia were to lose to Alabama, and I'm a diehard Georgia fan, close game, could they still put Georgia and Alabama both in?
Well, let's look at what I would do. Yes, absolutely. Georgia would be in because I think Georgia, win or lose, is one of the four best teams in the country. Will they? It depends on circumstances. By no means is it automatic.
That's kind of what we were thinking.
Now,
we appreciate
unlike some people, I really think Alabama is with a win is this conversation is absurd. Not to, that Alabama doesn't get in, but I think Georgia is going to be on the cut line. They could use some help. If you're watching Saturday, let me try to give you a primer if you're an Alabama or Georgia fan. You don't want Texas to win. Washington, Oregon really doesn't matter. Winner of that game is going to be secure. You want Texas to lose. You want Florida State to lose. Anybody else? I think those are the two you need out. Yeah, Michigan losing would be great, but none of us can make that happen. Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Dog is in Georgia. Hello, Dog. Didn't hear Dog, so I'll go to Bash.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
Okay, Dad. Bash.
That was great to hear, and I want to start by saying send thoughts and prayers to the Equalizer yesterday for an amazing call, and Godspeed for you on your chemo recovery, sir. And, Paul, I was listening to your conversation with Stuart Mandel earlier this hour, and I just want to complement it with a playoff scenario that I think will make everyone happy, but more importantly will make you and I happy. So just like Stuart Mandel, there's no world where Iowa is going to beat Michigan. They're going to ascend to the number one seed in the rankings. I'm an Alabama fan, so I'm predicting that they're going to beat Georgia in a close game and will ascend to the second seed in the rankings. Oregon is going to beat Washington, and then when they do, they will get the third seed in the rankings, which will set up Nick Saban and Alabama versus Bo Nix, and I cannot wait. And last but not least, I'm predicting the Big 12 championship favorite to lose just like last year, but this time they won't get into the playoffs, which will set up just like you want, Paul, Michigan versus Georgia, because they will sneak right in as the four seed, and night-night, Michigan and the Wolverines will go home just like they did 2 years ago.
We would like that very much. Thank you. Stacy is up next.
Paul Vinebaum, how you doing, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
So we're going to start out with a fact and an opinion. The BCS bowl system versus the college football playoff. Don't you think the computers like Bama more than the humans? True or false?
Probably.
No, Paul, not probably. Which one?
Well, probably means a likelihood of probably 50% or more. So I'll stick with my answer. Thank you.
Well, I think the computers like Bama more than the humans do. And when it comes, now this is championship weekend. We really don't have number two games that's really going to be played. Oregon and Washington, and then Alabama and Georgia. Texas finna walk into the college football playoff because they're going to kill Oklahoma State.
Well, I think you're wrong, by the way. I think the most consequential game of the weekend is not one you have really – and I didn't think this early on. I've said the same thing that everybody – but I think the most consequential game of the weekend is Louisville and Florida State.
Well, you're right about that now.
Because Louisville has the best chance – I mean, the Alabama-Georgia game winner is good. But if Louisville loses – if Louisville beats Florida State, it opens the door for so many more – scenarios, and it's a game that, quite frankly, I was not even remotely interested in when the week began, but I am going to be glued to that wearing my Louisville Cardinal hat.
Well, let me ask you one more question. When it comes down to everybody talking about Bobby Petrino coming back and all that, everybody deserves a second chance. Don't you agree, Paul?
I think if you talk in the biblical sense, yes. But just because, you know, I agree that it's Arkansas has every right to hire him, but you can't forget, this is not a guy that made an honest mistake. Okay. This is a guy that lied his head off, tried to mislead, tried to distort all. And what was he trying to distort? That was a relationship that he was having. Any boss in America knows better than to have a relationship with a subordinate. That displays what kind of character this guy is. This isn't a mistake.
I agree.
This is a guy who was an out-and-out creep back in 2012. Let's take a break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Some news out of Gainesville. Graham Mertz, the quarterback who led Florida some very big victories before getting hurt. He's back. Just tweeted, one more year, unfinished business. And your phone calls continue. Barrett Salee at the top of the hour. Bruce is up next in California. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
Good. So I'm an OU fan, and OU's coming into the SEC next year.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to be hearing from me a lot, maybe.
Well, good.
But I wanted to call to talk to you about this hiring of Seth Luttrell as OC for the Sooners. You know, OU's got this problem with hiring. They seem to be an incestuous hiring group. For instance, we had to deal with Mike Stoops for years, Bob's brother.
Right.
Then when Riley left, we get Venables, who was at OU before. So now as Levy is leaving, I was expecting a nationwide search for the absolutely best OC we could find in the country. And what do we get? A guy that's been on staff. And I mean, he was a head coach, but for North Texas, won half his games over 7 years. But I just wanted to know what you thought about that. Like, do you think that's appropriate to not even do a search, just hire the guy in the next shower stall?
You know, I think a lot of times we don't know the circumstances that are going on that staff. And considering the portal opening and recruiting, it could very well be that the Venables just said, you know what, I like him, he's here, we don't miss anything, and I'm going to give it to him. I mean, I know that sounds like a cop-out, but that very often is the way things are done. I mean, I'm even more surprised by some of the lazy hires for head coaches that just come right off of a staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just don't know enough about him. I remember him being a head coach. But it's a it's a pretty important time for OU. I feel like they've passed the first test, but they're going up in class next year. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Let's check in with Gary, who is in Florida. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? First time caller, big fan, man.
Thank
how you.
How
you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I got a question for you. Do you think Napier is going to be on the hot seat for the remainder of this? I know this Florida season's over. Do you think they're going to be on the hot seat for the coach to hire a new coach? And if you think that, what coach would be able to come in and
well, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. He's got a quarterback, so that's important.
Well, Mertz is coming back. I know.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't win next year, he won't be back. I mean, it's really there's nothing mysterious about it. He's somewhat fortunate to return, and the reason why he's returning is he has an AD that's invested in him and believes in him and believes the program is about to get better.
Absolutely.
But if he doesn't win next year, nobody can save him.
Exactly. I understand. Another question. I know Alabama and Georgia is going to be in a championship. Who do you see winning that game? My prediction is I think Alabama's going to win that game.
Why do you think that, Gary?
I think they're a better team. Georgia don't stack up against I think they're going to win in the trenches, to be honest. Alabama's – Nick Saban is a heck of a coach, man. He's turned this team around.
Well, if he's a heck of a coach, Gary, what is Kirby Smart?
He's a hell of a coach.
Okay. Well, do you take heck of a or hell of a? What's more – which one are you using in cursing or non-cursing poker? Hey, thanks for the call. Daryl is in Texas. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, first-time caller here.
Thank you.
After a couple callers ago about the Bobby Petrino issue, I kind of understand your philosophy on that. But my question is, with him coming back to Arkansas and Sam Pittman in the state that he was this past season, how do you think that relationship is going to blend together, and how do you think Arkansas will do with that combination? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, what I said about Petrino 10 years ago doesn't matter. I was just offering – I just want people to – people have tried to say, well, it's just a minor thing. There's more to it. We all make mistakes. Some of them are a lot bigger than others. And I think what you asked me is it's going to be difficult because I haven't talked to Sam Pittman, but I find it really interesting what we haven't really heard from Sam Pittman. I haven't heard him publicly comment on this. Maybe he has. I'm not checking every blog and every Instagram account in the state of Arkansas, but it feels to me like it was forced on him. He had no choice. There was a good public reaction to it, which is important. This program needs some momentum, and it's had none recently. Matt is up next.
Hey, brother, I want to talk to you about those sorry Longhorns. Look, I'll give them props. They did good this year. They did better than us. We suck. We were worse than the Jimbo Fisherman. But Longhorn Nation, you're not going to have a Chris no more. You're not going to beat us. We got the man, Mike Elko. He's back in town. And when you come to call station, we're going to curb stomp you, make you go back to Austin crying with a pathetic team that has finished use of the stadium yours. You're coming to the big SEC, not the pathetic Big 12 conference you're in. You're in a real man's league. Okay, you know what? You're not going to own us. We ain't your little brother no more.
Hey Matt, what? That's all worked
up by next year. Yes.
What's that again, Matt?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.